Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Man, it is a new day, everybody. I'm feeling a lot better. Can't lie, I was a little nervous for a few days, but we'll get into that. Let me just jump right in and do my usual thing. So as usual, off the top, man, I want to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming, however you listen. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. So, tell a friend, enemy, coworker, tell somebody about the podcast. They go, hey, I found this new comic. Pretty cool. I like his podcast. He talks about all type of things. He's a great dad. He's funny. He's informative. He makes some great points. It's entertaining to listen to him. Check him out. So do that for me in the 2021. Do that for your boy. We haven't even gotten to address any of like the normal regular shit that's been going on. It's been wild. I will eventually post my Christmas episode. I will backtrack to a simpler time. I'll upload that one as well. But it's just been so much going on, and to ignore it, it would seem like it would be wrong. But I'll get into everything. I just want to start with my milestone, as I usually do. And for those who don't know, we have an 8-year-old son. His name was Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that are going on in his life. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small. Sometimes it's nothing. And as I mentioned last week, he really got into the Japanese. I mean, he was all over it. And you know me, I like to give him all the options. You know, I'm buying books and maps and games and whatever I can to help him just develop his interests. You know, I want him to have every opportunity to find something that he really enjoys and to dig into it at a young age. And so he was into the Japanese. I bought the book, and it seems like Japanese is starting to kind of fade away already. That's how the ADHD works. It's just sometimes he's into something for months, and it can be days. You know, it just depends. But that doesn't deter me from giving him the things to foster his growth and to intrigue his mind. But this is when, because I also have ADHD. The more I learn about his and read and stuff, I go, man, this is what I had growing up, and this is what I deal with. I don't want to say suffer. This is what I deal with. And there are times when the ADHD clashes, man, because mine is I have impulse issues. You know, I'm very impulsive. And whenever he likes something, I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy him this, I'm going to buy him that. And I did that. So I went and shout out to my man. He hooked me up with he found some Japanese writing paper. I had no idea it was even a thing. He was like, hey, man, I do Japanese as well. Here's some paper you can write on. I bought some. I was super excited. I was like, he's going to freak out because he loves stationery and all that kind of stuff. And we get it on Monday, and he just wasn't as excited. And it kind of crushed me. And that's when the ADHD clashes, you know, because when I bought him the Japanese for Beginners book, he like lost it. He loved it. He took it to the gym that day. You know, he took it and to the bed with him that night. When he woke up the next morning, that was the first thing he did, was grab the book. He was super excited. But with the Japanese writing paper, it was just like, yeah, I'm kind of over that. I know last week I was wanting to write novels in Japanese, Dad, but that was like 3 days ago. Come on, what are you doing to me? So it kind of crushed me, but I get it. It doesn't deter me from wanting to continue to buy him stuff whenever he likes. Whatever he's into, I'm still going to push that he, you know, learns more. I'm always going to foster any growth. I'm going to be there to water those seeds, you know, any way that I can. I love to you know, to push him forward whenever he's interested into anything. I'm going to help him out, but. But he's back into alphabets and languages again. It's just the Japanese isn't the main focus. He's Greek is something that's taking his interest, and he's back on the Russian alphabet now. So we'll see where it goes. But, man, so I guess we'll jump in. This is almost at a great spot right at 5 minutes. So the inauguration has come and gone. And ever since January 6th, and, you know, you watch the news, you read articles, and you take in all this information about all these groups that you're hearing about that want to do harm to, you know, politicians. They want to go into D.C. and do all this stuff, and they want executions and martial law. And I mean, the QAnon stuff is absolutely insane, but just hearing the fact that there's groups out there that wanted to surround the Capitol and basically start a civil war if this guy was inaugurated, it got to me. You know, when you have a family and you think about your children's future, it really gets to you. You know, being prior military, I have buddies who were called up and to go and be part of security detail in various agencies. It just makes you nervous for, you know, your family and your friends, and quite frankly, your country. You know, because there are some very, very angry people out there. And let me address this. Okay, let me just say this. Look, man, you're mad. It's okay to be mad, my nigga. I get it. You're upset. You're tight. It's okay to be mad. You gotta let that anger go, bro. It's gonna kill you. It's gonna kill you. Your man lost and you're tight. But you can't say anything because you backed yourself into a corner. You know, you've been high-roading people for fucking 4 years, you know, talking about emotions and outrage, and you got to be mentally tough. You can't get upset. And here you are, very upset. You're triggered. And you want to show your anger, but you can't. You got to admit you're mad. It's okay to be mad. He lost. And let's be honest here. I tried to get one last honest moment out of these people. I said, if the election went the other way, let's be honest, his supporters would not have handled the win with any class at all. Not even a shred of class that they demand from athletes when they get a big tackle, an interception, a dunk, a touchdown. All that discipline of you've been there, you're a professional, just hand the ref the ball and get off the court, get off the field, get back on defense, whatever it is you got to do. It's been so much of that high-hatting, high-roading, you got to do this, telling people how to behave in an acceptable, non-emotional, robotic manner. And here you are. I can see it on your faces. The way people are just saying hi and being so helpful at the store, you can just tell their teeth are about to shatter. There's some of these people are so mad. Let's let that shit out. Let it out. Let that shit out. You're upset. I get it. But look. We need to, this is how you're going to have to deal with these people, man. This is how we need to deal with Trump supporters from now on. 4 years of being a Trump supporter, being a personality is over. And that's going to be tough for a lot of these people to realize. Now, I would say people who, you know, buying folks, don't gloat too much. All right, there's still work to be done. There's still a possibility of this shit going south. You know, people keep saying like, oh, this was the Republicans' last stance. This is it. They're done. This could be the Democrats' last stand. All right. This is a crucial crossroad. They could really fuck this thing up and drive more people to the right, or people who weren't complete assholes who go, hey, man, you know what? I got a little Trump fever. My bad. What can we do? We got to be able to bring those people back into the fold. All right. I just fired again. We got to be able to bring those people back into the fold and move forward. Okay. And we cannot get caught up in this whataboutism and what if stuff with these people. It's all a distraction to get nothing done. All right. It's over. They had their day. They had their fun. They did all their shit talking. But most of these people can't admit when they're wrong. They can't admit that they lost. And they're doing a very childish thing of like, they lost, but they're going to try to find some way to be right, to get the last word, whether it's to get some type of win, because that's what happened over the last 4 or 5 years. People started keeping score over the littlest shit, you know? All these gotcha moments like, oh, what about this and what about that? Ooh, I gotcha. That shit's over. Don't get involved with that. Don't get involved with these little micro wins that mean nothing. That's what these people survived on. These little wins that boosted their ego, that made them feel smarter and better than everybody. We got caught up in this nitinoid, tit-for-tat, gotcha shit. Because somebody on my wall posted the other day, like, I still support my president. And when Biden took over, gas was this much. There hadn't been a missile test in North Korea. This hadn't happened, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, first of all, presidents don't even control gas prices. And people were told that repeatedly whenever they tried to give Obama credit for low gas prices. This guy also goes on to say tell us, what the stock market closed at that day. I go, please explain what that number signifies. And I'm almost pretty sure you don't own any stock. And lastly, this whole thing of North Korea hasn't tested a missile. They tested 10 missiles in 2019. This is one of these last ditch efforts to make them feel like somehow they look. This is the shit they're going to be doing just to try to get a rise out of people to feel like they still have some type of control over you or your emotions. You can't fall for it. All I asked that guy was, what does that mean for the stock market? You know, presidents don't control gas prices. And the fact that the missile launch thing isn't even true. And all he said was, well, it seemed legit to me. How? Because they were odd numbers and decimal points. It would take you 2 seconds to look up some of this stuff. 2 seconds. But somehow these people, they just have to try to get some, they have to leave with some shred of dignity. Or just a shred of like, I was still right there though. No, you're fucking wrong. You lost. Shut up. Take your L. And like you tell everybody else, keep it fucking moving. But what we have to do, we can't fall for it. Okay? I'm seeing it. I responded to it once. And what you have to do from now on is just, you know what? Whenever they start doing this, like, Biden does it, but if Trump did it, you guys would say it was racist or it was xenophobic or this was, don't even get into that. Just go, you know what? You're right. You're right, man. You're right. Mm-hmm. Just agree. Just agree. Yeah, you're right. Just agree with the people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You're right. It's very hypocritical. There's nothing they want to argue. They want to argue. Don't do it. Okay. There's no point in arguing with these people anymore. None. That's what they want. They want you to argue. Just try not to. Stick to the facts. And now is the time. We all know how things operate. Okay. It's this thing of, if we were in this situation, we would act this way. But they know this, the situation is hypothetical and there's no true way to find out how they would really act, what they would really do. They know that. So there's no reason to argue about hypothetical shit with these people. It's not. No reason to. It's all a distraction. All right, that one woman from some congresswoman has already filed articles of impeachment. And look, I got to be, I'm not some super hardcore left dude. I'm not a super Democrat. I just knew I didn't want the other guy in there. And people will roll their eyes like, oh, that's how you chose. That's exactly how I chose. You vote how you vote. I vote how I vote. I've had people tell me shit like, I vote policy, not person. Oh, really? So if a fucking a literal pedophile. Now, we can call people names and all this kind of shit all we want. But you're telling me like a legit pedophile, if they have great policies, you don't really care about their personality. It's just they always want to find some way to make themselves feel better about their thing. But when it comes to me voting, I need to look at all the issues. Are you voting with your emotion? You can't. I can vote however I want. If I don't like you, I will not vote for you, especially if you're not doing shit I don't like. And in cases, if you're doing shit I like and I don't like you, I still won't fuck with you. Why? Because I don't like you. Sorry. I don't need any reason to vote how I do. I can just because I can fucking pull a name out of a hat if I want to. It's my right. Isn't that weird? When it's your right, there are certain things that you have to do to exercise those rights properly. But everybody else, it's America. They can do what they want. They don't need to explain themselves to people. But other people should. You need to do more research. Are you sure about that? Nigga, don't question me. I'm a grown-ass man. You do what the fuck you do. I do what I do. You have your reasons. I have my reasons. And I don't need to justify them to anybody. Just like I'm a gun owner. People talk shit about my AR. I don't have to explain to you why I own that weapon. I have it because I fucking want it and I can. That's why. I don't need to explain my rights to you, why I exercise them. Okay? I don't. And speaking of guns, Democrats, you see all this shit that we're going through? You got to be smarter on this gun shit. You got to stop, get rid of all guns. Defunding the police. If we really did that, who's going to protect us? Now that you can always count on police anyway. We need to be able to protect ourselves. I get it. There's certain guns you don't fucking like. Too bad. Just don't have one. Stop fucking with people. This is the time to be reasonable about things. Be reasonable. Sit down. Talk to people. Hey, what do we need to do? This is a critical time. We can turn a lot of American people, citizens, into terrorists right now if we wanted to. And I get it. A lot of what has happened is self-inflicted when it comes to Republicans. All right. They got out of hand. They started doing crazy shit, talking crazy shit. Look what happened on the 6th. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They've been terrified of a police state, martial law, no freedom. And here, look at D.C. That kills me to see that happening in my country. But if this shit continues, if we have other incidents of like January 6th, that will be in every capital of this country and in almost every city to some degree. I don't want that. So, if you're okay with what happened on the 6th, you're okay with political violence, and you might not admit it out loud, but even in your mind, you were okay with that. If things happen, you have to examine your own thought process and go, oh, I kind of did this shit to myself. All this stuff about the gun laws and all this. Oh, our behavior causes. I don't want to see that shit happen. I'm a gun dude. I'm also a black person. And I see how black people get policed, how our communities are handled when it comes to stuff like when it comes to stuff like this. People act up, they take away shit from everybody. You know, people start fighting at basketball courts. They just take the rims down. They don't care. They don't try to separate the people who want to play basketball, have a good time and be with their friends and laugh. No, they don't. They just say, you know what? These niggas are acting up. Pull the rims down. Fuck it. They don't know how to act. Animals. And it's just like, great, three people ruin it for everybody. So as a black person and a military, I'm used to the blanket shit. And this is what happens when people get all riled up and out of hand. They're using it as an excuse to take shit. I saw something on the news that bothered me the last night. I was watching Cuomo. I try to go back and forth between Fox just to see the disparity in what the fuck they're talking about. And This is something I did not like, and I wish Chris Cuomo would not do this. And if I knew him, I would say, hey, stop doing this shit. It's not helping. So he had Fauci on, and then they were talking about how it's a new day. Things are different. He feels like he can talk now. And he's talking about the vaccine and talking about the science and all this kind of stuff. And Cuomo goes, man, this is great to have you on. You can say this, and you had the support of your leadership. What would happen if you came on TV and said this under the other administration? Basically just trying to get him to talk shit about Trump and his people and all. It's just like, that doesn't need to be done. That guy, Fauci, he's a professional. Don't get him caught up in this, what they did and what they said and how he didn't like them and they were mean to me. That doesn't solve anything. The thing is, we have a guy in place now who wants to listen and let Fauci and his people do their jobs. Focus on that shit. Stop bringing up Donald Trump and what they would have done. And I just don't want to see that happen with all these different people in different positions. Oh, you know, so you know, what was it like doing this under Trump? Would you have gotten in trouble? Who cares? Focus on the now and move forward. Let's not compare Joe to Donald and what they would have said if they would have done this on TV and what would have happened and what about this. I said, let's not get caught up in that shit. This is exactly what they want. You're giving them the sound bites that they want. Don't do it. There's no point. We already saw what happened with Dr. Fauci when he talked about science and taking the pandemic serious. We've already seen it. We already know what happened. Let's just move forward. Now we have a smart guy who knows what he's fucking talking about, telling people what they need to hear. We don't need to go over this shit. You know, it gives those other people fuel. This is what they want. He's gone. They want him to be involved still. And you hating on him after his presidency, all it does is just give them more fucking fuel, man. We got to stop. Move forward. People who want to come into the fold, accept them. People who do not, and I say, fuck those people. If you can't be man or woman enough to go, hey, you know what? I was wrong. My bad. I can't fuck with you, man. And also, if you're cool with this insurrection, if you think that was cool in any way, shape, or form, or not a big deal, I don't care how long we've known each other. I can no longer fuck with you, man. I can't. I can say what's up, but as far as me and you being cool and going to lunch and I can't do it, man. I can't be with somebody who's okay seeing some shit like that. I cannot. Unless you can admit that was a horrible thing, I can't fuck with you. I don't care who you are anymore. I'm done. Man, this is a little bit longer than expected, but I'm not a big... I'll talk about the inauguration and I'll get out of here. I'm not a big pomp and circumstance guy. Never been a fan of it. I've done plenty of change of command ceremonies, waiting in formations. I don't like it. So I didn't watch much of it. I went back and watched some highlights. And, man, it was some great moments. The poet was great. It was a fantastic moment, man. And, man, the Kamala Harris stuff, man, that is such a big moment in history. You know, I think about my grandmother. She's 95, going to be 96. I posted a picture of her hands. And there's something about old people's hands, especially in a black and white photo, man. And you get in close and you can get all the creases and all that. You just see the years of life in those hands. And I look at those hands and I go, man, these hands clean white people's floors, cook their dinners, fed their kids, iron their clothes. This hand opened colored only doors. It pushed buttons on colored only water fountains. I mean, those hands have touched some very historical things, man. I mean, they've been through so much. And I look at my grandmother, I think about her life. I don't know if I ever mentioned this on the podcast, but she told me back in the day, shortly after Martin Luther King was killed, assassinated. And, you know, this lady, it was a customer of hers, but she felt like they were pretty cool for what you could have for an interracial relationship at the time. You know, things could only get so close before people are like, what the fuck are they doing? But anyway, and so they're interviewing this guy on the news talking about Martin Luther King, his assassination. His wife is on TV crying, and the woman is looking at the TV and looks at Mrs. King and goes, get over it. He's dead. Move on. And my grandmother looked at him, her, and was just like, what if that was your husband laying up there dead? Would you tell her? Would you want somebody to tell you to move on? Here is somebody that my grandmother worked for years who thought she was a nice lady. And to hear this woman say to a grieving widow of a man assassinated for trying to get equal rights to just shut up, get over it, and move on. Her husband, the father of her children, the leader of a civil rights, just move on. That's just one story. That's the type of shit that my grandmother had to deal with. And that's tame. Just the cruelness, the lack of respect for what we went through, man. Here you got a black person cleaning your house while you're sitting on your biscuit. And you gonna say this in front of her like she not gonna say some shit? And that was very dangerous for my grandmother to say something. And now that I say that, I remember I did mention this a while ago on my podcast. But it made me think about her. You know, growing up a little girl in Florida, man. Over 90 years ago, when she was 10, there was no way my grandmother would ever fathom the thought of a black woman being the vice president. You know, Obama had to be crazy for her to see, but to see a woman vice president, black, that's insane, man. My mother, I look at my mom and my aunts, they grew up in the Jim Crow South. You know, then they've all done pretty well for themselves in their lives. But to see somebody that looks like them, like my mom and them in that position, it made me feel good. You know, I have nieces, my sisters. They've been doing very well professionally. And all my cousins, it's just nice to see them feel like they got to win. And I get it, people. It's not all about race, but it makes people excited. And this is something else that bothers me about some of y'all Republicans, man. Y'all always talk shit about how black people don't have any fucking role models. We looking up to Lil Wayne and Beyonce and Cardi B and all these rappers, you know, Lil Baby, whoever. But here we are. We have black politicians, and y'all do is shit on them because they're not on your side. Look how y'all treated Obama, man. His whole family, y'all treated him like shit. Y'all gonna do the same thing to Kamala Harris. Stacey Abrams, y'all drag her through the fucking mud. But you know, you support these fucking corny ass people like fucking Ben Carson, you know, the Hodge twins, and fucking Candace Owens, all because they're toying your bullshit. Those are great black role models. Get the fuck out of here, man. You gotta be fucking kidding me. I don't really consider myself a Republican, man, but hey, there's some black kids who want to be conservative. I'm cool with them wanting to be like Alan West. I don't agree with Alan West all the time, but hey, if that's what you want to be like, let the motherfuckers be conservative. Stop saying we don't have role models. We just don't have role models that you like. You can't say that we don't, and then all you do is tear down positive black people. These are college-educated people. They take care of their families. They've been very successful. And some of these people have come out of bad situations, which unfortunately, a lot of young black youths have to climb out of themselves. These are great role models. You tell us to stop seeing color, stop seeing this fucking political color bullshit. It's not fair. This is the shit that I've been talking about all summer. The moving of the goalposts, the blatant lying, the bullshit. All in all, I'm glad everything went off without a hitch. I hope the Democrats can get this right. I hope people are feeling better. And all jokes aside, I just want people to be nicer to each other, man. I want this vaccine to come out. I'm ready to get back to my life. And we'll see what happens. We'll see. But, you know, we still got a long way to go. And I feel like we might be okay, man. A week ago, I got to be honest, I wasn't sure. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was very, very worried. And so we'll see. But there's a show. That's the show. Yeah, sorry, I'm a little bit all over the place. It's just been a lot. And yeah, man. And we'll see what happens. All right, you guys have a great weekend. I'm out. Peace.